yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
In Muswell Hill in post-war London, Fred and Amy Davies would raise a total of 8 children, 6 straight daughters, and then the last 2 were sons. It was like being born into a coven of witches, Ray Davies later remarked. But he also remembered a, quote, very highly charged creative environment, because besides playing with a Ouija board, his sisters also played piano and banjo, and loved dancing, and his mother loved to sing. On June 21st, 1957, Ray Davies' sister Irene bought him an acoustic guitar for his 13th birthday. Irene would die later that same night, her heart weakened by a bout of rheumatic fever as a child. She dropped dead on the dance floor at a local club, just 31 years old. In 1959, Ray got an amplifier for his 15th birthday. And later that year, another sister, Annie, bought Ray's younger brother, Dave, an electric guitar. The next year, in 1960, the Davies brothers started performing as the Kelly Brothers, using their grandmother's maiden name. In 1961, Ray Davies met another guitar player at school named Peter Quaife. Pete brought along a drummer named John Start, and now they had a group. Their first gig was at a school dance, and the set included All I Have to Do Is Dream by the Everly Brothers and Johnny B. Good. The band began playing gigs regularly and flirted with the idea of adding another schoolmate to the group. His name was Roderick David Stewart, Rod for short, but Rod went his own way. Ray and Pete went off to art school, but Pete didn't last long. Ray remained in school and landed a regular side gig with a local rhythm and blues band. Meanwhile, Dave had gotten his girlfriend pregnant and found himself expelled from school. At 16, Dave Davies was living on his own. The Ray Davies Quartet, as the band was now called, continued to gig regularly, sometimes sharing the bill with the R&B band Ray had also joined. By the spring of 1963, the band had changed its name to the Ramrods, and Dave Davies had become a driving force. It was around this time that the band entered a recording studio for the very first time, laying down some instrumental tracks. Drummer John Start graduated school and promptly quit the band. They replaced him with a journeyman musician named Mickey Willett. At this point, the band changed its name again to the Boll Weevils. In the fall of 1963, the Boll Weevils teamed up with a singer named Robert Wace. But by November, Wace was out as singer, but in as manager, with a partner named Grenville Collins. The naive band, now called the Ravens, signed over 50% to their new management partners. Ray Davies was 19, Dave Davies was 16. Older and wiser drummer Mickey Willett swiftly realized that they'd signed a terrible management deal, and he would be gone by the next month. Eager to be further fleeced, the fresh-faced band also signed on with Denmark Productions, a company owned by a music business veteran named Larry Page. Larry Page wasted no time landing the band a terrible record deal with Pi Records, which netted the band a measly 2 or 3%. Larry Page then took it upon himself to retool the band's image and rename them the Kinks, which was possibly a piss take on their stage outfits. Maybe it was just for publicity or as an attention grabber because of the sexual or perverted connotations of being kinky. A quote from Ray Davies, "We thought we'd be doing it for 6 months, so it didn't bother us." In January of 1964, the Kinks recorded some demos with Larry Page producing, but Pi Records was dissatisfied and decided to team the group up with a veteran American producer, Shel Talmy, who had moved to London in 1962. Talmy's first session with the Kinks took place in January of 1964, using a session drummer named Bobby Graham. They recorded a cover of Long Tall Sally, which would become the band's first single. but Ray Davies, who had begun writing songs at an ever-intensifying pace, was poised to take creative control of the band. Once a drummer named Mick Avery, who had been in a fledgling band with Mick Jagger and Brian Jones, had been brought into the fold, the band was set. The first live gig as the Kinks took place on February 1st, 1964 at Oxford Town Hall, and soon the band was booked as a part of a package tour with the Dave Clark Five and the Hollies. But before hitting the road, they ducked into Regent Sound Studios to record a few demos. It's You, It's All Right, and a new song written by Ray called You Really Got Me. Pi Records had agreed to release three singles upon signing the band. The second, You Still Want Me, flopped.
When you pass me by, you didn't look my way. But one thing I know, our love is here to stay. And you still want me, and you still want me. You wanted the sky, but I couldn't reach so high. I gave you my love, but you found some other guy.
The band's future was quite possibly riding on this next, third single. Ray Davies had come up with a basic chord sequence on the piano in his parents' living room, but when his younger brother Dave heard it, he intuited that it would sound powerful played with an electric guitar. The band started playing the song live and it was getting a good response, but Dave felt it needed something more. He wanted to bring the sound in his head to life. This is when he famously cut the cone of his amplifier with a razor blade. Now, Dave could channel his youthful angst and frustration through the angry noise he could make while hammering out the chords to the song that would become the band's third single.
Don't ever set me free. I always want to be by your side.
The Kinks were unhappy with the first attempt at recording You Really Got Me, and they had to fight with Shel Talmy and the record label to let them give it another try. Managers Wace and Collins ended up covering the costs of re-recording the song. Ray was careful with his vocal delivery, and Dave nailed the solo. They had it in two takes. The second attempt was faster, heavier, and it sounded less like Louie Louie. A quote from Ray: I was floundering around trying to find an identity. Well, with You Really Got Me, he felt that he had finally found it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready? Then brace yourself. Here they are.
In July of 1964, the Beatles were so popular that they had a movie in theaters that was about how popular they were. The Kinks shared a bill with the Beatles on August 2nd and wowed John Lennon and the crowd with their new single, which was released 2 days later and would be at number one by mid-September, and eventually enter the top 10 in the United States as well. The song You Really Got Me would become hugely influential. It's one of those before and after moments in the history of rock and roll. The song is heavy, aggressive, punky in nature, simplistic yet jarring. Pete Townsend heard it and went home and wrote I Can't Explain. Pye Records wanted an album, and the band were given 4 days of studio time to record it. The 14-song album would include only 6 Ray Davies originals, one of which, Stop Your Sobbing, would become the Pretenders' first single 15 years later.
It is time for you to stop.
Stop it now. Yeah. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it now. It is time for you to I'm stopping now.
The album was released in October of 1964, but Pye soon wanted a single to follow up You Really Got Me, and Ray delivered with the very similar All Day and All of the Night, another number one hit.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
Kinks went out on tour until December, at which point Ray Davies took advantage of some downtime and married his pregnant girlfriend. He was 20 years old. The band's next single, Tired of Waiting for You, would be another number one hit.
Like, please don't keep me waiting.
The group opened 1965 with their first tour of Australia and New Zealand, with Manfred Mann and the Honeycombs. An intensive performing schedule saw them headline other package tours, including one with the Yardbirds. Tensions were brewing within the band. Mick Avery and Dave Davies had a fistfight on stage at the Capitol Theatre in Cardiff, Wales, on May 19th. After finishing the first song, You Really Got Me, Davies insulted Avery and kicked over his drum set. Avery responded by hitting Dave Davies with his hi-hat stand, knocking him unconscious. Avery fled the scene, fearing that he had killed him. Dave Davies was taken to Cardiff Royal Infirmary, where he received 16 stitches. Mick Avery told police it was all part of the show, part of the act, and in a way it was. The Kinks would become famous for not getting along. As Dave Davies told New Musical Express, "We hated the sight of each other. We would fly into a temper at the slightest provocation. I suppose, in a way, it was only natural when we spent so much time together." A second album, Kinda Kinks, would be released in February of 1965, with three songs sung by Dave Davies.
I want to lie, 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 but I know my limitations. Guess I want a lot of things and got my inclination. Got my feet on the ground and I'm standing on my own. I don't need no one, I don't need no one. I've learned a lot of life watching other folks' mistakes. Wanting things that they can't get, but finding out too late. Chip upon my shoulder. Got my feet on the ground and I'm standing on my own. I don't need no one, I don't need no one. Travel on my own, not afraid to be alone. I got my feet upon the ground and I'm standing on my own. Well, I travel far and wide, look for four-leaf clover. Don't mind if I don't find it, got no chip upon my shoulder. Got my feet on the ground and I'm standing on my own. I don't need no one, I don't need no one, I don't need no one. I don't need no one. I don't need no one. I don't need no one.
Over the course of the next few years, the band would do a lot of touring, making no friends in America. In fact, for a variety of reasons, they weren't getting along with each other or really anyone else. They got themselves banned from touring in America for 4 years by the American Federation of Musicians. And by the time they were allowed to return to the States, like Ray Davies said, quote, "The Woodstock generation had arrived and the Kinks were almost forgotten. That ridiculous band took away the best years of the Kinks' career when the original band was performing at its peak."
Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see by the look in my eyes? Can't you see? Can't you see I'm in paradise? I feel alright, I feel okay, 'cause I'm in love, and you shouldn't be sad. People say, that love can do funny things, but I say, I'm gonna
take what the future brings. I feel alright, I feel okay, 'cause I'm in love,
I'm in love,
and you shouldn't be sad. For you, can't you see?
Can't you see?
Can't you see by the look in my eyes? Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Can't you see I'm in paradise? Shouldn't be sad. I'm in love, and I know, and I know, and I know, and I know that you shouldn't be sad.
Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. While his father pulls the mane, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, trying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. Imagine that you're there with me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I look around me and feel you are ever so close to me. Each tear that falls from my eyes means
and imagine that you're there with me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I'm strong, I'm proud, I'll love you till the day I die. Once more I have the loneliness you left me. Each day drags by until finally nighttime descends on me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there with me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine that you're there with me.
The various demands and pressures would take a toll, but the band soldiered on. They'd release a slew of singles, six of them top 10 in the UK, some tackling heavy topics. Dedicated Follower of Fashion satirized upper-class narcissism in the UK, while Sunny Afternoon, which was another number one hit, dealt with capitalism and inequality. Dead End Street would highlight the plight of the working-class poor. This is a quote from the website thekinks.info. As Ray's songwriting developed, he emerged as a witty and compassionate social commentator, chronicling the absurdities and aspirations of English life.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon pant is right up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. This pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as fickle as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower.
Thank you. taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, save me, save me, save me from this. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Two more albums would be released, Kink Controversy in 1965 and Face to Face in 1966. Let's hear a couple of songs from the band's transitional third album, Kink Controversy, When I See That Girl of Mine, and Where Have All the Good Times Gone, later covered by Van Halen.
We'll be right back.
On the 1966 album Face to Face, we really hear the band expanding its sound as Ray Davies continues to grow as a songwriter. The aggression of You Really Got Me has given way to songs that are often subtle or thoughtful, contemplative, even mature, and Ray Davies would continue to inject sarcasm, satire, and wit. Let's hear a couple of examples from Face to Face. Dandy and Too Much on My Mind.
Dandy, dandy, where you gonna go now? Who you gonna run to? Are you a little lie? You're chasing all the girls. They can't resist your smile. Oh, they long for a dandy, dandy, shutting up the ladies, tickling their fancy, pouring out your charm to meet your own demands and turn it off at will. Oh, they long for a dandy, dandy, knocking on the back door, climbing through the window. Hubby's gone away, and while the cat's away, the mice are gonna play. Oh, you low down dandy, 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 dandy. You know you're moving much too fast, and dandy, you know you can't escape the past. Look round thee and see the people settle down, and when you're old and grey you will remember what they said, that two girls are too many, three's a crowd, and four you're dead. Oh dandy, dandy, when you're gonna give up? Are you feeling old now? You always will be free, you need no sympathy, a bachelor you will stay. And dandy, you're alright, you're alright, you're alright, you're alright, you're alright, you're alright.
There's too much on my mind, there's too much on my mind, and I can't sleep at night thinking about it. I'm thinking all the time, there's too much on my mind. It seems there's more to life than just on my mind, and there is nothing I can say. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can do about it. About it. My thoughts just weigh me down and drag me
about it. There's too much.
thus bringing us to 1967 and an album called Something Else by the Kinks. It is at this point, in my opinion, that the Kinks, Ray Davies in particular, would transcend and achieve greatness. These next four Kinks albums, Something Else, Village Green Preservation Society, Arthur, and Lola, plus the 1968 single Days, represent a pinnacle in terms of songwriting and creativity.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days, I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I'll remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. Night is dark, it just brings sorrow, let it wait. Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days, I won't forget a single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. Shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me.
This four album stretch is practically unrivaled in rock history, in my opinion. Ray Davies as an artist, a true artist, a genius, unhindered, free to create, made his everlasting mark, and his brother Dave wrote a few great songs as well. But the quality of the songs, in depth and melody, humor and insight, that a mid-20s Ray Davies would leave us with, is pretty astonishing. and we'll get to it next week.
Being creative has helped me through the bad patches, whether they be personal or professional. And I think that that's, I guess anybody that's part crucial part of their center, their totality, of the other bits, particularly when you're creative, I think it's important to retain that edge of yourself. There's an edge of yourself when you're right that nobody really gets to, and you don't get to it that often. You just get to it a couple times during a year, maybe, if you're writing a lot. It's just that edge, and you think, wow, nobody's ever said this before in the same way.
Oh, Mr. Pleasant.
Be back.